Don't forget my face.
It's hard not to.
It's kind of
like a trademark.
Horror.
The horror. Stop talking about Big Fatty's balls.
No, they're not that big.
Can I ask you guys a personal question?
Sure.
This has nothing to do with the podcast.
And
this may or may not be recording.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
The horror. Stop talking about Big Fatty's balls.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2238 of the BFO for Thursday, the 25th of August, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you, give you a preview of the horror. And can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. We hear it. Two-thirders, Benny, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you may have guessed from the music and the fact that I said that you're two-thirders. Y'all, you are two-thirders because, y'all, the year's two-thirds over. Benny, where has the time gone? And, y'all, 4 months. A short 4 months from today, y'all, it's Crema Day. Beh, Fanny! And, y'all, I meant to tell you this when I was returned from Hatlanta, but, y'all, my mother and I went to the Kohl's, and, y'all, she got me a Crema present. She got me two things. I picked out both of them, because, you know, you have to do that. And, y'all, I thought she's going to give me one of them for my birthday, but she didn't, so, okay. But, anyway, y'all, honest to hydrogen, in the next 30 days, I predict that you will start seeing, Santa Claus in the department stores. Big Fatty, get your charger plates ready.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, gotta see y'all today. Today, the 25th of August, y'all, it is a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he used to do a little show, and y'all, the name of it has escaped me at the moment. It'll come to me in a minute. But y'all, he's one of the younger members of Pride 48. Oh, so he's 45? No, he's not the... Instant gratification. That's the name of the new show. He's out there in the California, eh? Y'all, it is none other than that Luke Miller. Oh, Big Daddy, we love Luke Miller. And Luke, I want to say Luke is in the sack of tomatoes out there, but I'm not 100% sure if that is correct or not. But, y'all, if you see Luke on the Twitter or the Facebook, Big Fatty, if you see Luke, that Taylor, that latte boy, is probably lurking in the shadows, because, you know, he's creepy. Yes, Big Fatty? Yes, Big Fatty, he's creepy. And, So, y'all, if you see Luke Miller in the 20 or the face space or in the sack of tomatoes, y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, tell him not to eat candies from strangers from... the Tampa, Florida. But go ahead and eat a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday!
Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. And y'all, as I do on hump day, I went to the Von's Easter and my lunch rate. Big Fatty, you're going out of town in the morning. Anyway, y'all, the main reason I went is I went through the circular on Wednesday morning, and y'all, they had the good apple snack on sale, and y'all, I'm down to my last three little cups of it. Big Fatty! Y'all, they had the rainbow sherbet on sale, so I picked me up a half gallon of that. Y'all, they had the good chicken pot pie on sale. Buy one, get one free. Y'all, I needed some wax paper, so I got a roll of that. Y'all, I got four packages of the apple sack. It was buy one, get one free. I've been wanting to get some pre-made hamburger patties to cook on the grill just to see how they are. They had gourmet beef patties, a box of eight of them on sale, so I picked that up. Y'all, the roasted peanuts that I have for the orange hat, y'all, they were $2 for $4, so they were on sale. Y'all, I needed some more American cheese. It was on sale, and y'all, they had the little cups of grapefruit and the fruit solid, those single serve things that y'all, they were $4 for $10. They were $10 for $10. Big Fatty! So they were $1 a piece. Y'all, as you know, I always get the senior citizens discount now. I think everything except the wax paper was on sale today. Y'all, I spent $27.58. But I saved $17.74. Big Fatty, and you've got plenty of apple snacks.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is the Epilouie up in the Roswell, Atlanta. And I was just calling to wonder, did somebody pick up the big tube TV that came from your bedroom? Also, I was just going to wonder, now that you probably watched porn on the new bedroom television, are the colors as good as the old tube TV? Because sometimes that's just sort of the complaint. When you get one of these new flat panels, that's an LCD screen. It's like a laptop. And just everything doesn't pop as nicely, but... Then again, a lot of people watch stuff on their laptops, so it just makes everything sing the same. So, love your show. Having a wonderful, hope you're having a good day, and talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I got to yell that, of course, is old Epilouie. Big Fatty, who? You know, Apollonius. Who? Peterpotamus. Oh, Peterpotamus! Yes, y'all, he's a three-namer. Yes, Big Fatty. first of all, Epilouie, thank you so much for the call. Always delightful to hear your voice, and looking forward, you know, I'll be seeing you when I come home for Christmas. Yes, Big Fatty, it's 4 months from today, but I'll see Epilouie before that. Yes, Big Fatty. These were not Axe Big Fatty questions. These are just general inquiries. Yes, Big Fatty, general inquiries. Epilouie, I am happy to provide answers for these general inquiries, but No, no one took. I set out the old tube TV out on the at the back of the villa, y'all, and put a sign on it. It works free. Nobody came to get it. Yeah, took it into the coal mine, axed around if anybody needed a just an old secondhand TV, you know, like for a basement or something like that. Nobody took it. So, y'all, I took it to the recycling center. Big Fatty, you're such a good citizen. It's true, I am. And so that's the first part of your inquiries. And the second part is the pone. Is the pone any good? And do things pop? Big Fatty, I know where this is going. The pone is just wonderful on the new TV, and the pone ain't the only thing that's popping. Big Fatty, you're just vulgar.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is the Laughing Buddha, the official spam ambassador of the BFO, and I have an answer to Birdie Bird's question. So, cue the music.
Spam ambassador, tell us about the expiration date. Should I throw away my dented can of spam? Should I hold? Should I put it in the garbage? This is time for Axe the Spam Ambassador, and now here's the Spam Ambassador.
First of all, Birdie Bird, this is an excellent, excellent question. And as the official Spam Ambassador of the BFO, the answer is you should probably toss that can of spam away. And here's why. I did a little research at the company website, and you can actually keep spam, because spam is a quality product, in your pantry for quite some time past your Best Buy date. As a matter of fact, you can use that as a measure of anywhere from 2 to 5 years if you store it properly at a cool, stable temperature, like in your pantry. But also, you had mentioned that your can is a bit dented, and it's also 8 years old. So, you know what? I would toss it. And that's my answer. Thanks, Big Fatty. How do you turn this thing off?
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is the Spam Ambassador, the Laughing Buddha Spam Ambassador of the BFO. And Spam Ambassador, thank you so much for calling in and helping Birdie Burt with her dented spam quandary. Big Fatty, you ate all your spam that you bought. It's true, mine will never, never become 8 years old. Big Fatty, it's because you're fat. You're just fat. You're nothing but a big old spiced ham yourself. Big Fatty, spiced ham.
Hey, Big Fatty, how are you? My name is Jaime, and I am Brian from Boston Boyfriend. I'm calling you from Mexico, and I just wanted to say that I really like your podcast, and I'm learning a lot of English, thanks to you. But the other day, Brian told me something. I didn't know what a gentleman caller was. So, since he told me what it was, now I understand a little bit more about what you do. that's all. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, Big Fatty, that's an international call. It's true. And it is. I believe that is the first time that we've heard, I know I'm going to butcher your name, Big Fatty. You butcher everybody's name. I would have said Jamie, but I know that the J has an H sound in Mexico. Big Fatty, he's from Spain. Yeah, Mexico. So I think you said Jaime. So I'm going to go with that. And Jaime, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. Big Fatty, you know, it's very disturbing when you are teaching people how to speak English. It's probably true. I can only imagine. I can only imagine how ruined, how totally ruined that Jaime is. Thank you so much for listening to the Lulu Show. You know, he had written Big Fatty back a while and said, I'm going to listen to it for a little while before I unsubscribe. Big Fatty, he hadn't come to his senses yet. No, not yet. But I'm sure it's only a matter of time. Yes, Big Fatty, Brian from Boston came to his senses. I'm so glad that now that you know what a gentleman caller is, that you know what I do. Big Fatty, if only he had a secret camera at the Horror Hotel this weekend, he probably, his eyes would probably be opened a little wider. Yes, Big Fatty, but thank you so much for the call, and it's just lovely to hear from you. Big Fatty, you're just all a Twitter, whatever. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, before I tell you about what's going on at the Horror Hotel today as part of the big horror event, y'all, I wanted to mention that when I was at the Von's East today, y'all, I ran into Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. And, y'all, it's been a month of Sundays since I've seen them at the at the Von's East on Wednesday. But anyway, it was always lovely to see them. But y'all, I wanted to tell you, the lady I went to when I was checking out, we were kind of joking around with Big Fatty, we don't know, with the cashier and with Olive. The cashier says, you know, I wish all of my customers were just like y'all. And we said, well, thank you so much. That's awfully kind. She says, these damn women just drive me crazy. And have been, honey. So that's what she said. So anyway, evidently, if you're a woman, don't go to this cashier on Senior Citizens Day. No, Big Fatty. Yeah, y'all, the big horror event. The big horror event kicks off today over at the Horror Hotel. And y'all, this is the Myrtle Beach. The Myrtle Beach Horror Club is presenting the weekend. Now, y'all, this used to be Big Fatty's and Granny's Horror Club. This used to be our weekend to have our annual run. Big Fatty has nothing to do with a foot race. Well, no, except when Granny's running to the turlet. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, it's anniversary weekend, and y'all, it starts off this afternoon. Y'all, they're doing happy hour over at the Capri Lounge. Usually goes from 4 to 7, but y'all, it's being extended. Being extended until 9 p.m. in the evening tonight. So, y'all, we're gonna be shit-faced the first night. Yes, Big Fatty, and then we're going to watch Big Brother. And y'all, then the pig pen is going to be open. Big Fatty! Y'all, as I was leaving the coal mine today, I said, see you next Tuesday, Big Fatty, because that's when I'll be back in the coal mine. But I told Veda, enjoy 3 days without Big Fatty. And he says, and you enjoy your 4 days with Granny. And y'all, I just got this pit in my stomach. Y'all, I thought I was going to vomit. Just absolutely vomit. Big Fatty. Y'all, we're on the way to the Horror Hotel, and Granny and Derwood and I are all riding over together. And at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Blind Time. And Baron Frosty, what do you think about our weekend?
The horror. Stop talking about Big Fatty's balls.
All right, stop talking and get to work. Big Fatty, you're vulgar.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com,
or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.